Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Of the day is that your Houston Rockets I've made a move and made the trade for Mr. Kevin Durant. He is now coming in and will be the newest member of the Houston Rockets. And we've talked about it, you know, throughout the day, and we've had some good conversations with it. I do want to get, you know, the most and the best information that we possibly can to you on the guys that have watched him. And we're going to head to Phoenix here. Vince Marotta, who covers the Phoenix Suns, covers them in the morning there, and also is the PA announcer for the Phoenix Suns. And I have said this, Vince, throughout the day here on the show in the first hour. I think not only does Vegas have them in that space where they are only behind OKC as the best odds to get out of the West next year, but to me, it feels like this move has made them a championship contender. Your thoughts after covering and watching KD the last several years?
I'm intrigued. I can't go as far to say that he elevates them to championship status, because I went back and did the research and looked up what Kevin Durant's arrival in Phoenix did to the Vegas odds on championship, you know, the championship odds, and they became the second highest favorite to win the championship the year he arrived. And people were picking him his second year in Phoenix, and people were even picking him going into this last season, and they won 36 games. So it's not all on Kevin Durant. Obviously, he's still an elite scorer, but it just, his skill set with what the Suns had around him for 2+ years just obviously didn't work. Suns moved on. The Rockets, I think, got a really good deal to try to integrate him into their championship hopes, because they didn't really have to give up much that they wanted to hold on to long term. So I think it's still a very good deal for the Rockets at this point. But I'm intrigued to see what the next chapter of Kevin Durant looks like, because the Phoenix one was very underwhelming.
Vince, you mentioned the obviously Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant, and those odds, and what the acquisition did for them in terms of championships. Obviously, he was joining I would guess, correct me if I'm wrong, but a little bit more established team that wasn't as young as this particular team in Houston is. And mm-hmm. So I just, after covering him and knowing KD from that angle, kind of, how do you view him working with a younger group, less established group that needs to take that next step?
It's a great question. I don't think it's necessarily about youth or veteran experience. I think it has to do more with the leadership style that's in place and where he is. Mm-hmm. And when Kevin Durant landed in Phoenix, we got a very, very small sample of what he was about. Chris Paul was still on the team at that point. And you guys know Chris Paul very well from his days in Houston. I think he's the ultimate floor general, and people will ding him for not winning a championship, but I think he is one of the all-time best on-floor leaders the NBA has ever seen. Kevin Durant played 8 regular season games with Chris Paul on the floor. They won all 8. They went into the playoffs. They beat the Clippers in five games. They were tied with Denver, who went on to win the NBA title that year at 2-2 when Chris Paul got hurt and things kind of fell apart. Well, they made the move to get rid of Chris Paul. They brought in Bradley Beal, and that was a big void in the leadership style on the floor. Of course, it's well chronicled as well that the Suns couldn't find the right head coach. They went from Monty Williams to Frank Vogel to Mike Budenholzer, and now they're on to Jordan Ott. So they've struggled in finding the leadership component there. But if the Rockets have the right leadership, and I believe they do at the head coaching position in Ime Udoka, if they have the right on-floor alpha kind of guys, I think it'll work out fine for you guys.
Vince Marotta, co-host Bickley and Marotta in the mornings. So what are they getting? What are the Rockets getting from the KD that you know? Because here they lacked scoring, they lacked a go-to guy, and that seemed to be the biggest issue they had, especially in the postseason. What are the Rockets getting with KD?
Oh, he could still put the ball in the hole, I think, just watching over the past 2+ years. There's certain players where people will just flippantly throw around the term, oh, he's a walking bucket, or that's a layup. But with KD, it's kind of true. If he gets to his spot on the floor, he's going to make 15-foot jumpers. I think he's the most devastating mid-range jumper I've ever seen. The three-point shooting is there. All the advanced shooting metrics are still there. He can do that at an elite level. What else he does? He's still a decent defender, I think, at this point in his career. A thing that frustrated a lot of Suns fans while he was here, and I think this has followed him his entire career, is he is turnover prone. The Suns have been a terrible passing team the last 2 years, and a lot of it is lazy cross-court passes that, they came out of the hands of Kevin Durant. And it was, again, not just him, it was the entire team, but I think that's lacking.
Come on, give me the bad, Vince. That's what these people want to hear. Give us the things that would give you the greatest concern of bringing them in.
All right. Rockets fans will get used to seeing those lazy cross-court passes followed by a dip of the head and bad body language and walking back down on the defensive side of the floor. That'll happen a lot. But he has the unique ability to make up for it on the other end. So I think, one of the worst elements, and maybe the worst element of the Kevin Durant experience was not Kevin Durant himself, but his fanboys on social media can be something else to deal with, because they will divide a fan base of a team. They are Kevin Durant fans. The team that he plays for is irrelevant. So, and he, when he doesn't like something that's said on social media, he'll use them to his advantage to get a little revenge on people. So, that is one element that a lot of people in the media and Suns fans will not miss, is the social media, the social media aspect of Kevin Durant, because he's so active.
Well,
he's been sparring with our afternoon host today, even after he was traded.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Ron's like, hell yeah, let me get some of that action. Our Tyler Milner behind the glass over here is like, yep, I'll take a little bit.
Hey, exciting.
Vince, what about, tell me, because around here, I think you mentioned the elite scorer and can get a bucket and all that, and I particularly agree with you, but I think our listeners, I think the big concern there is the age with KD. And a big talking point as we watch today on TV is the age with KD and what's he got left in the tank. How concerned are you if you're a Rockets fan, just in a sense of what does the next year look like? What does a potential extension look like as it pertains to age and Father Time maybe hitting him a bit?
Yeah, I mean, it hits everybody, doesn't it? It's the old saying, Father Time is undefeated. And he'll be 37 on opening night, so that obviously is a concern. There's not many players that have stayed as productive at that age like Kevin Durant has. I mean, I think LeBron is the ultimate example. But those guys are few and far between. I don't ever think Kevin Durant is one of the hardest working players I've ever seen. His pregame ritual and the workouts that he goes through are legendary, and people show up early to the arena to watch him work out before games. So he's going to put the work in to stay in shape. The way he came back from a devastating injury years ago in the finals against Golden State was commendable. But I think there's going to be concern at any location when you're 37. And then if you're talking about a two-year extension, 38 and 39 at the end of that career.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It might be an all or nothing proposition just for this year for a championship for the Rockets.
Vince, I do want to get to, you know, maybe what your listeners and what the thought is about Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks going to Phoenix in the trade. But this is something that we're getting a lot of. And today we're having to, as Clint has said earlier today, hey, man, the Rockets, they didn't just get to pick and choose whoever the hell they wanted to get to bring in to make a move. And a lot of people were, well, I'd rather have Devin Booker. Was that ever on the table? Devin Booker being moved from Phoenix, ever on the table from what you hear?
No. No. Devin Booker represents the last shreds of goodwill that the Suns ownership built when they went to the finals in 2021. He's the only player remaining from that finals team. He's the most popular athlete in town. He's got reason to stay financially. He's eligible for a massive two-year contract extension this summer that's going to pay him over $75 million a year. So I don't think this year is the year to be talking about a Devin Booker trade. If things don't work out in the future, and it's a pretty bleak outlook here, I'm not going to lie, that could change in the future, but it was not considered. And even Brian Gregory, when he took over as general manager, is appointed by Matt Ishbia and Josh Bartlestein, made reference to that, you know, Devin Booker he's not going anywhere.
Before we get you out, you think Jalen Green remains a Sun, or is he on the move as well?
My first thought when I saw the trade go down yesterday was, wow, they got to flip him because they got more wings than a B-dubs on the roster right now. And, you know, the positional overlap with Booker and Jalen Green, they just went through 2 years of that with Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. And that's a big reason why they're in the dire straits that they're in. But, you know, all the reporting I'm hearing, everything I'm reading is that the Suns like Jalen Green. They think it can work. I'm wondering what they're going to do another year without a true point guard. But I kind of expected it. But I also think that if the Suns were interested in, you know, making a deal to send KD to Houston, where he wanted to go, that if they weren't interested in Green, they would have worked out some three-way deal or four-way deal to spin him off somewhere else. But I just don't think there's an appetite or a real interest in Jalen Green's services around the league right now. And that playoff performance didn't help, let's be honest.
No, it did. All right, Vince, man, we appreciate you joining us and giving us what you have after covering KD the last couple of years, man.
Oh, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the line. That is Vince Murata who does mornings and PA announcer in Phoenix for the Suns.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.